Spider.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Dave Schneier.
And I'm Dave Preston.
And this is a live record of a Versus episode.
Woo! We're back, nice. Baby. We're back.
We're back, and my wife's letting you stay here again.
Yeah, it's awfully kind of her.
The last time, it's surprising.
So here's what happened. You guys just got in, what, half hour ago?
Yeah.
Pat cracks the whip.
And it's, we're already...
Put your bags down and get in the rock.
Let's go.
I did give them an option. I said, do you want to do this or do you want to record first? And Dave Schneier was the first to say, let's just do it.
I think he just gave me the option to go to the bathroom. I think that was the only
option. You did have Burger King.
Yeah. That's true.
That's also true.
All right. What did you have at Burger King, by the way, before we get started?
I had a Whopper.
All right.
Junior? Fries. No.
What size fry?
Here we go.
What? I'm just asking.
I got the large because we were about to drive for three hours or whatever. So I wanted a drink for the car.
Okay.
Right. So
diet or regular?
It was a Coke Zero.
Okay. Mm.
And then I got a little side burger.
It did.
For the ride?
No. Right there.
Just
right
a side
there.
Burger.
Right there. Just a side burger.
Did you eat everything and then you're like, I need another burger? Or did you order side burger at the same time?
No, I ate it. I bought it at the same time, but ate it and then felt bad about it.
You felt guilty.
Yes. I should not have gotten it. I have to get to the point where I don't eat the side burger.
It's
why?
Because it's too much.
Isn't it weird how it makes you guilty when you have a pleasurable food experience?
Exactly. And Dave made me take the lettuce off.
I did make you take the lettuce off.
Because he made me think I was going to get explosive diarrhea from eating the lettuce.
Okay, because of the lettuce situation
right,
that we have.
Exactly.
Right now. And did you order your burger without lettuce?
Yes.
All right.
I haven't had a Whopper in ages, and Dave had to make me feel, you know, like I was going to...
I did it, by the way, after the fact. Like, we're sitting at the table, and he pulls out our burgers, and I'm like, did you get lettuce on yours? Yeah. He's like, yeah. I was like, no, I didn't.
Exactly. So now here's the question.
Now you scrape off the ketchup and everything, too. The sauce comes out.
Right, because everything that the lettuce touched is now also tainted, right?
Contaminated,
See? Dave was like, no, you'll be fine. So I'm just picking the lettuce leaves off, when really it doesn't matter anymore.
It's probably on the pickles, too.
You know what? You earned that side burger just by having this guy.
It's true.
And then fries. You got a lot. You didn't eat them all, though. It's too many fries.
There were still some fries there, yeah.
How many?
We didn't eat all of them. How many?
Three.
Like three, exactly.
And most of them were like charred remains. Okay. You know.
And did you get fries?
Yeah.
All right.
But I got a medium.
I haven't had Burger King
for
a while.
Good for you.
Burger King is good.
It is.
It was tasty.
It's really good.
Not the same one we went to the last time we came down. We thought we were going to stop at that one. That was a little scary. This was a brand new looking one.
It was pretty new. It looked new.
All right.
Yep.
And it only had a single bathroom, as we found out.
Oh, for men and women?
No.
There's a men's room, women's room. But when you walk into the men's room, most of the time at fast food places... Couple stalls,
couple things,
right?
Yeah, no.
One bathroom.
That's good, though, because then no one's in there.
It's great until you both walk
into that bathroom and realize it's just one toilet.
Yeah, then it's like Al Pacino in Cruising. Something's going on in there. Right.
Who are them out-of-towners walking in the bathroom?
Exactly. These guys always come in. Then one guy gets a side burger. He's the bottom. That's how you know.
It's like a Digital Underground song.
Where's the beef, indeed? It's in the bathroom.
All right, you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Let's get it going. Enough shenanigans.
Okay.
We got stuff to do. All right. Couple of albums. One from 83, one from 86.
Mm.
Okay.
This first one sold 4 million copies.
All right. That's respectable.
All right. I'm just going to, and again, I've told the Daves that I got the bell thing all worked out, so I'm not going to be complaining about it.
Lots of pressure.
Time. Here we go.
Wow.
Nice. Does this go on for?
It's a bit of an intro.
It's going to be a while before he says mama. Actually, no, it's in the first verse.
That's the key. keyboard. It's just literally he's holding one thing. Hey.
Ow.
Phil at his most evil.
This album went to number 9 in the USA.
Hmm.
Only number 9.
Yeah, but this was before they were completely commercial.
Yeah. Released October 3rd, 19... 83. Heard enough because we all know the song.
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
And, yeah. he did actually.
He has
sing
said
Mama.
The word. Yeah.
Man, Tony Banks working overtime would be annoying on that song. All right. This next song comes from an album that sold 3 million copies.
All right.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. I see where you're going with this.
All right.
You'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The title.
Yeah,
he got right down to business.
Both of them eventually.
All right, 9 rounds, I believe. Yes, 9 rounds.
That's the first track on this album?
Yeah.
Yep. Genesis, self-titled, versus Peter Gabriel So.
Nice.
83 versus 86. Peter Gabriel sold less albums at 3 million.
I can't believe that only sold 3 million.
I know, I can't believe that either. Wikipedia. But it went to number 2.
Yeah.
As opposed to Genesis is number 9.
Yeah, 3 doesn't sound like a lot given how
what
popular.
We know comes later. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now with that, the odd round goes to Festini.
Oof.
What do you got?
Well, this is tougher than I would have thought because my initial reaction is to go with 1 right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that comes from a place of not. Like, I appreciate the hits from the Peter Gabriel album, because I'm more familiar with them. And a song like Red Rain, I think, is something I appreciated more as I got older. But if we're going Desert Island right off the bat on the first round.
Okay.
I'm going Genesis.
Okay.
I do love that song. It's Phil at his evil. Is it because he wrote a whole song about watching somebody drown? So I don't know.
It's a little dark.
But he sounds as evil
as
he's going to get. And when the drums kick in on that song, it's like, it's really, I love it.
Okay. All right. So one for Mama.
Yeah.
All right. Dave Schneier, is it Mama?
He's thinking.
Or Red Rain?
I am thinking. I think Red Rain was a single. It may not. It was later, much later. May have been one of the last ones released. So the familiarity of both these songs. I like both albums too. I like the matchup.
Who sings on Red? Doesn't somebody sing with him?
Not on Red Rain.
Sure.
No, there's some. There's a singer in it on a song.
Kate Bush.
That's later. Let's not give that away. Kate Bush is not singing on this one. On that song.
Is there rain involved?
No.
With the other one?
No.
No.
All right.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
That's okay. But he has a great band. The band that Gabriel plays with is fantastic.
And Stuart Copeland plays hi-hat on Red Rain.
Does he really?
Only hi-hat.
Huh. Oh, but like Tony Levin, I think, is
yep, Tony
on
Levin.
There.
Jerry Murato is on drums.
It's a coin flip on this because I like both songs. And I'm just to be... against you, Dave, I'm going to pick Gabriel because I like both songs, but in this moment, hearing the intros on both of them, and I love the drums that come in on Mama, but just listening to the beginning of how the song builds on Red Rain and the drums then kick into, I'll pick Red Rain because I like both songs, but in this moment, that's the one I'm going with.
All right, so we got one for Genesis and one for So. It's kind of easy for me because I never really cared for Mama.
Oh,
just never cared for it. I just don't like it. It's just like,
what is it about the song?
Just like in the middle, there's just like a big long key. There's a keyboard solo, I believe, or synthesizer solo.
I mean, they're prog rock bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, this was.
I know it's.
You feel like this was? Was this a transition album for them from sort of prog-ish to a little more hit stuff?
Because you got Misunderstanding Duke.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
What, No Reply at All?
Yeah.
They'd already kind of made their
sure.
Yeah, they were. They
shift.
Were, yeah. The, okay. the next album after this is when they
And
had that album only had 9 songs, it would have gone up against So because they were both released in 86.
Okay.
But. And I really do like Red Rain. I like how it builds, and I really like that song. So, after one round, it's anyone's ball game. Genesis 1, Peter Gabriel 2.
Okay.
Boo.
All right. Is this going to be a tough round? Yeah, it is.
Phil sounds so angry on the first 2 songs. Like, didn't he sound like at that point, like when Phil sort of kicks in?
I think these were Phil's angry days.
Okay.
He was angry because he has to split the money 3 ways.
Right.
Well,
after not for many albums, because that solo career was lucrative.
This is before.
I know, but he had two solo. His first 2 were out.
Although It Must Be Going was out, right?
Yeah. And Face Value. Yep. So splitting that money 3 ways. You don't want to do that.
That's all.
All right. Let's move on. Now, Peter Gabriel is actually entering the ring with his signature wrestling move.
We've established what this song is about.
Yes, we have.
In one of the episodes that we recorded the last time we were here.
Yeah. Well, he's going to lay it down.
There it is.
Bend over, you three.
Good lord.
Oddly enough, this was the song that was playing in the bathroom when Dave and I walked in and Burger King.
Was it really?
No.
Clearly, I wasn't paying attention.
All right. Even round.
That's me.
Mr. Schneier, is it going to be That's All or Sledgehammer?
I like the song That's All. And if it was going up against some of the other tracks that I know are coming from Gabriel on this album, That's All might win. But Sledgehammer is a song that I don't get tired of when I hear it. I like how funky it is. The horns sound great. And again, I mentioned Tony Levin earlier. The bass playing is really super on this one. So I'm going to go with Gabriel again on this.
All right. One for Gabriel.
This one's easy for me because I don't dislike That's All, but it's never been a favorite. I'm just going to think, 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 think. And I feel bad for Mike Rutherford on some of these tracks because, like, what, are you just not coming in that day? Like,
sounds like he's playing on the toy instruments with Jimmy Fallon.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And Sledgehammer's great. Sounds amazing. So this is a no-brainer. It's Sledgehammer for me.
All right. One more for Gabriel.
It's about banging.
It is about banging.
It's about banging.
Uh-oh. Yeah. No confused? Are you confused?
I was a little confused. I've used the wrong color scheme.
Oh, boy.
I have the correct totals, but I...
Okay.
All right. Are you sure?
I do. But I made made some mistakes with the color dots.
That's fine. Okay.
So anyway. All right.
So that was a knockout round. Is that what you're...
No.
No?
No?
I don't like Sledgehammer.
What?
Wow.
I just don't like it. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Okay.
But I do.
It just gets
I always
on your
liked,
nerves?
I always liked... I don't know if it's that... I can't get the fucking video out of my head.
No.
Well, it's so ingrained in my head.
And you didn't like the video?
I mean...
Or you got tired of it.
I got tired of it, I think. So maybe then I may got tired of the song. But I do like That's All. I do legit like That's All better than Sledgehammer.
What do you like about That's All?
I like the ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite. Okay, so after two rounds, Peter Gabriel 4,
mm-hmm.
Genesis 2.
Okay.
Right? Yes. Yeah, that's right.
That is correct.
That is right.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Dave, I broke the tie both times.
Pay attention to the score.
I'm trying really hard right now.
Because I broke the tie both times.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys went for Genesis. I went for Gabriel. Then you went for Gabriel, and I went for Genesis.
That's true.
Yeah. And now
you
I'm not.
Didn't
that's
pick
all.
Red Rain.
I did pick Red Rain.
I picked Mama.
Yes.
And right. Then
he picked Red Rain as well. Yes. Oh, boy. I might have to keep the track of both of you guys on this one.
Right.
Okay.
Good Lord.
From round three on, I'm going to get it together.
Okay. I believe you.
I'm just excited that
everyone's
here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Coming up. Do you guys know these albums well enough that I don't need to say the song title, or should I say it? I will.
If for the home listener, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe for the listener.
Okay. For the home listener... This is Home by the Sea.
That bell.
The bell's loud. Yeah, we get it.
Did I miss how dark an album this actually is?
Yeah, maybe. It's got kids' blocks on the front.
I'm listening to the lyrics and I'm like, man.
Phil's coming off a divorce, I think.
Is he? Okay. And if Mike had anything to do with writing, he's like, fuck, I'm pissed too because they're not letting me do anything here.
Mike, go get some lunch for us.
Oh, Roy.
When you come back,
he's writing the Mike and the Mechanics album.
All right. Now, this one is the one that features Kate Bush. Mm. All right. Peter Gabriel, you're down right now. what I need to tell you. No, you're not. You're up.
Peter Gabriel's away. He's
fucking
up.
This whole thing up.
Should I get a
fucking this whole thing up?
Do you
need a nose blast?
I need a nose blast from your sledgehammer. All right.
Oh, God.
Genesis is down right now, but don't give up.
Ah, yeah.
This is starting out very slow. I'm not talking about the songs. I'm talking about the episode. He's keeping score.
Just in case.
Why is the Genesis font giant?
Because it's the title part of it. So.
This song's almost 7 minutes long. So.
It's a long song.
In this proud land, we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name. But no one wants you when you lose. Don't.
Jesus, I'm gonna cry. That's a punch right in the face, that really song. Is. Holy crap. Dave Fastini. Gotta be honest. I thought this matchup was the way to start these, and these are downers.
Well,
again,
I guess.
Sledgehammer's about banging.
Banging.
It's not really a downer.
No. All right. Well.
Kind of an upper. All right. Dave Fastini. What do you got for us? Round three, Home by the Sea or Don't Give Up?
I mean, Don't Give Up. I get it. Kate Bush.
You don't like her, do you?
She's like a bougie Cyndi Lauper to me.
Yes.
You know?
That's a great way to put it, though. You're right.
Yeah.
She's a bougie Cyndi Lauper.
And it's not that I dislike it. It's not really necessarily my cup of tea. And Home by the Sea, like, to me, has just enough prog rock bullshit in it and mainstream rock that I really like it.
All right.
So I'm going Genesis here.
All right. I take a blue marker because that's Genesis color.
Okay.
And I put a dot under Fastini's name. All right. Home by the Sea, 1-4 Genesis. What do you got for me, Shania?
I'm also voting for Genesis. I'll put my vote out there real quick.
We don't need to hear anything else from you.
That's great. Okay. Don't Give Up is a great song. I don't care if it's a downer or if it's, you know, it's sort of inspirational, like, hey, don't give up. You have friends, you know. No, but it's a great song, and I don't hate Kate Bush. I like her, and I'm not saying you hate Kate Bush.
I never said hate.
Bougie. His vocals sound really good on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I've always been drawn to that Genesis song. And I talked a little bit about how funky Sledgehammer is. The bass in Home by the Sea and everything, just kind of, there's a good groove to it. And I just like it. I've always liked that one off of this album. I would go back to that one and listen to that one over other songs on this album that are coming up later. So my vote is for Genesis.
All right, we got two for Genesis. Now look.
Here we go. There it is.
I love Home by the Sea.
Uh-huh.
But that Don't Give Up song tears me up so much.
Yeah.
Like I love that song. Okay. I love it. It's one of my favorites on this album. It really is. And so I'm breaking the tie. Am I breaking the tie again?
No. We both voted for Genesis on that one.
Thank you. Yeah. No, so there's no tie. I'm going against you two,
is
what I'm saying.
You're keeping it from being a knockout round.
Yes.
Yes.
Better way to phrase it.
All right. I'm usually in control when I do this.
You're fine.
I don't know what's going on.
You're good.
At the end of three rounds, Peter Gabriel 5, Genesis 4.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I have here.
Moving on. That's what you got on your phone?
I've written down as well.
I love that we need to keep score on two different... You really don't have to do that. I got it now. I got it. Thank you. I appreciate it, though.
All right.
All right. Now, this is a tricky round for Genesis because we just heard Home by the Sea, and now we're going to hear Second Home by the Sea, which is 6 minutes and 11 seconds long. Tony Banks. Are there lyrics in this one?
I'm not sure.
I don't know it well enough.
Well, if you liked Home by the Sea... Oh. It's okay if you spill water in here.
No, it's not.
I saw Genesis in concert on this tour. No, I didn't. It was Invisible Touch tour.
Did they play this?
No, but they stretched out a lot in concert.
Because this is a great bathroom break song right here.
Yes.
It's not... You're giving Mike something to do.
I meant me if I was at the concert, not Mike.
I don't know if they ever say anything in this song.
Yeah, I don't know now.
I'm going to jump ahead and see.
No.
That's an instrumental?
For 6 minutes.
Oh, right at the end.
Oh, okay. It's a reprise. Home by the Sea.
Yeah, a 6 minute and 11 second jam / reprise.
Hmm.
All right. So be it. All right, here comes Peter Gabriel with That Voice Again. I don't know if I even remember this one.
All right, it'll kick in.
Oh, yes, I know this. Dave Schneier.
Yeah.
Is it That Voice Again or Second Home by the Sea?
I don't like either one of these that much.
Okay.
I'd like a Home by the Sea. I don't need a Second Home by the Sea. Here's what's funny, too. That's Red Rain Part 2. I mean, musically, it sounds exactly alike.
It does
alike.
Sound like Red Rain Part 2.
So
you've
got Home.
Red Rain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My vote's for Gabriel because I just think it's in this literal moment. It's better, I guess. Mm-hmm. I really don't like either. Nothing moves me.
Okay.
Out of these two.
All right.
And I don't want to say I won't vote against a song that's basically an instrumental.
Sure.
But I'm not gonna do it here. We'll go Gabriel. Why not?
All right. One for Gabriel. Festini.
I didn't even remember that Peter Gabriel song until the chorus kicked in.
I feel like that was that a single too?
It might have been.
I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah. Why don't you interrupt me, Dave?
I did. And I said I was sorry.
I didn't really like it. I don't like that Peter Gabriel song. It started to pick up at the chorus and then it just kind of tailed off and kind of forgettable. I like the Genesis song. I like Second Home by the Sea. What's mm-hmm. the song on... Is it on Invisible Touch? That's like a second part of the song, The Last Domino, or I forget.
I can tell.
Did we do Invisible Touch on a Versus episode?
I don't think we did. I don't think so.
I don't think we did.
Okay.
But I like the instrumental Genesis stuff when it's rocking.
Domino has two parts. It has In the Glow of the Night and then The Last Domino.
Right. So I'm going Genesis here. Okay. I don't mind that song. I like, the sound of it, like the musicianship of it. Like I like that stuff. So I like the mainstream prog rock bullshit.
All right. So we got one for Genesis so far, one for Peter Gabriel.
Yes. I think I know which way Pat is going here.
Yeah, I just sonically for me, that Peter Gabriel song gets me. It's so big and it's just so, rocking.
When you're done sobbing after.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, then you need that. So I went with Peter Gabriel also. So again, no knockout rounds. I can't believe you went with... We haven't had a knockout round.
No.
I thought we did.
I can't believe you went with a reprise either.
I liked the song that it's reprising. Okay. Is that even a word?
Sure.
Sure.
Here it is. It is in this forum.
Now, I'm looking up the singles from Peter Gabriel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He had 5 singles.
Wow.
From that, but that was not one of them.
Really?
5 in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Let me see. Yeah, Sledgehammer went to number 1.
Yeah.
Don't Give Up. Peaked at number 72.
Okay.
Red Rain did not chart, but it was released as a single. Yeah.
Careful.
It's weird, right?
Don't name any of the ones that aren't coming up yet.
Oh, did I do it?
Yet. No, you didn't. No. But I figured you were about to.
Good call, because I'm a mess so far. All right. Unfortunately, Genesis recorded this one.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Oh. Stop it. Stop, Phil. I got a cousin, and she got a friend, who thought that her arm knew a man who could help. At his apartment, I knocked on the door. He wouldn't come out until he got paid. Now don't tell anybody what I wanna do. If they find out, you know that they'll never let me.
First of all, he's right. It is no fun.
I'm sure it's no fun.
But let's get
okay.
The
we'll wait.
All right. Okay.
We'll get to all that.
We can dive into that.
Okay. As I like to say to women, calm down.
Wow. Sure, that goes over well.
All right. Whoa, hey, we
do not need to hear more of that. Do not.
I have to find the file and shut it up. Hold on. Where is it? I'm deporting this file.
Oh, there we go. There had to be a joke in there somewhere. That's good.
I trust me, that was not planned all day long. I just thought of it right now. Okay. Here comes Peter Gabriel with a song. I do not remember this by the song title. This is Mercy Street.
Nope.
Everybody.
I do. No, I do.
Oh. 6 minutes and 22 seconds for Mercy Street.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say not a single, by the way.
No. Worst versus episode ever. I thought this was a strong... These two against each other?
It's close.
All right.
It's a strong matchup. It's a strong matchup.
It's a close battle.
And I get why they're matched up.
Looking down on empty streets, all she can see are the dreams all made solid, are the dreams made real. All of the buildings, all of the cars were once just a dream in somebody's head. She pictures the broken glass, pictures the steam. She pictures the soul with no leak at the seams. Take the boat out, wait until darkness. Let's take the boat out, wait until darkness comes.
All right, he might not say mercy seat for another
later.
4 minutes.
It takes a little while. It takes a little while.
All right. All right. Dave Festini.
Okay.
You get first say.
Dive in.
Dive in. Let us hear it. What do you got for us?
First of all, I do believe that the members of Genesis had good intentions with
100%
illegal aliens.
Yeah. 100%.
Sure.
I think it was a portrayal of the fact that it sucks to be an illegal, you know.
Yeah.
The plight of,
thank you.
And look, the fact that they were dressed up like the Frito Bandito in the video,
they just doubled down on the video. That video is unbelievably offensive. I don't know how, even back then, I don't know how that video happens.
I know.
Was there an outcry
from like?
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, all the
Hispanic
actresses
and actors and singers.
There should have been.
There should have been.
Did have a chihuahua going around Kido Taco Bell at the time too. It was a bad time for Mexican stereotypes.
Yeah, thank God it's a good time for them now.
I forget where I was going with. Oh, the worst part of that song is later on in the lyrics where he basically gives up his sister.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Was her name Rosalita? Carmelita? All right. So.
I don't like that Peter Gabriel song. I don't like it. It's too Peter Gabriel. It's too.
It's a good way to put it. It's too Peter Gabriel.
And lyrics aside, if you can stop being offended for how many ever minutes that song happens.
You mean if this was an instrumental?
If it was an instrumental song.
Okay.
Or if you can accept
or
the fact
that... Or if
he didn't
sing the way he sang.
While it's... Yes, right? And the clear attempt to have a fake accent.
So bad.
It's so bad. But I'm going to try and cling to the idea that it was well-intended.
Mm-hmm.
And say that musically...
Okay.
I enjoy that song more than the Peter Gabriel song. So I'll be burning in hell voting for Illegal Alien.
All right. There's one for Genesis.
Yes.
Thank God you didn't bring your woke agenda in here today and you just went for it.
Yep. Here we go.
Good job.
So, all right. I was a fan of Peter Gabriel before this album came out.
Bubba Gabriel?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I think that what gets lost with this album because of songs like Sledgehammer and the popular ones, Peter Gabriel sings dark songs. If you go back and The Family in the Fishing Net and No Control, San Jacinto, Biko, this fits right in with who he is and how he writes songs and how he... So I'm not surprised at all by it. He's not trying to sneak it past anybody. I think Sledgehammer is sneaking it past people because that's not really who he was with a lot of the stuff. He adapted to the 80s and so I don't dislike the song. I like it because it's Peter Gabriel, because it's who he really is and how he does stuff.
And because it's going up against one of the most offensive songs ever recorded.
It's... Yeah, I'm trying to see it from your angle as well.
I still don't know who he's voting for, so he hasn't said anything.
I see it from your angle, and I still can't get past it. I can't get past the attempt at sounding Hispanic. Maybe that's what offends me the most, actually. My vote's for Gabriel because I think I don't just dislike Illegal Alien. I kind of like the Peter Gabriel song because I appreciate it as a Peter Gabriel song.
See.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat.
All right. We have one for Genesis and one for Peter Gabriel. Now, look, I am not going to let Dave Fastini swing in the wind alone.
Thank you.
Because
damn it,
that's just a fun. It's a fun okay. music, and it's and look, in 1983, I thought that was a really great song. I'm like, oh, I love this song. This is the best song. And I did not like Mercy Street.
Okay,
I just didn't like it. Mm. So,
how high did Illegal Alien chart?
Number one. No,
numero uno.
I'm looking right now. Here we go. It went to, on the Billboard Hot 100, number 44.
I thought it went, would have thought it went higher.
Me no, too.
Yeah, but it did not.
Okay.
It did not. Okay, so let me do some adding. I really thought Schneier might go with Illegal Alien, but then as soon as he started talking, I'm like, no.
Yeah, he sort of, no. His love for Peter Gabriel's darkness.
All right.
It's me.
You know, a funny story about Peter Gabriel.
What's that?
And I think this is true. Hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
But I believe I read once that during this time period in Peter Gabriel's recording history, he advised a, we'll say, 70s teen heartthrob to start recording again. And that 70s teen heartthrob had a very popular song. That 70s teen heartthrob was Donny Osmond.
Oh, Soldier of Love? Soldier is that when it came love. Out?
Yeah. All right. Really?
There you go.
That's a cool story.
And now you know.
And now you know.
The rest of the story.
And at the end of five rounds, Peter Gabriel 8 and the extremely racist band Genesis has 7.
Wow.
So it's anyone's ballgame.
Love it.
Anyone's ballgame.
Okay.
I knew that would be a tough round to even talk
about.
Well,
at least one of us will sleep tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dave Schneier. All right.
True.
Here comes Genesis. And you guys know this one. Wow, why was that so? You see, I said I had the bell sussed out, but then sometimes it's too loud.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's try it again.
All right.
Do we have to?
Do we?
Okay.
Oh, still too loud.
Better.
That's all right.
But it might just be because I'm deaf from the last time.
Too hard. This is Sledgehammer Part 2.
Jesus.
Well, he did say the title. He did sing it.
Why can't you see what's going on? I know you never knew you were ever to blame. Everything's a game to you.
Everything's a game to you. How many divorces did Phil have?
Multiple.
I mean, they were, however many, they were rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They certainly were. Not for the songwriting. Good for the songwriting.
Yeah, seriously. Good for the wallet. Well, maybe not the wallet because all that money's going.
Well,
he makes.
What is Phil Collins's ailments right now? What does he have?
It's not MS, is it?
No.
I don't think he has something with a name, does it? He just.
I'm not sure exactly, but it did attack his, I guess his joints or, you know.
Okay.
Because he doesn't
get around.
He doesn't, jointitis?
Doesn't drum. Jointitis. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I don't think, I've heard that he's not going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I really
that's
wish
too
he
bad.
Would. Yeah. He doesn't have to perform, but I wish he'd
go. Oh, he's going in solo?
He's going in solo.
Yeah, but I thought they were saying that he was better. Not better, you know, back to normal, but that he was better enough that he was considering possibly doing some shows.
Wow. Well, then he should
Why wouldn't he go?
He's got months to fly to LA, first class. You know, I'm just saying, it's not like he's, you know, he's not on a bus getting to L.A. He's going to fly.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame doesn't send you in coach.
No, but he's going to fly first class the whole way.
Yeah, I don't know why he wouldn't do it. That's
I hope he does, because I'm going again. So I hope he does.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Peter Gabriel's coming into the ring with a song that went to number 8.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah. So much larger than life. I'm gonna watch it grow.
That funky guitar is awesome.
Yeah. And there's the bass again.
Oh my God. Dave Schneier, is it going to be Taking It All Too Hard or Big Time?
I was wondering if Big Time was going to come up at this point. And I was like, God, I don't know if I tired of this song? And then you started it. And I'm like, no, I actually haven't. It's a solid song. And as we were saying, the bass playing, the guitar playing.
Why are you
really
laughing
good
at your
stuff.
Friend? Your friend
that's
of
a solid song.
That's a solid song.
Yeah.
Guy fucking has a blog.
But it's
laughing.
It's good. The Genesis one feels like a yacht rock song. Like, but oof. it's not weak. Weak is not the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
It's just a little too. It's too light. It's like Genesis light almost.
Okay.
And it doesn't grab me at all. It's fine, and I wouldn't turn it off. I'm like, no, that's a terrible song, or I'm going to skip it or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's fine. It's just, to me, it's background music.
Okay.
So my vote's for Gabriel.
All right. Let me get the red pen out, and your name's Schneier, right?
That is.
All right. Put it right there. One red dot for Big Time. Festini? Taking It All Too Hard or Big Time?
I understand where Dave is coming from here with Taking It All Too Hard, because...
How do you feel about Big Time?
I don't know how I feel about you saying it like that.
All right.
Okay.
You have to say it that way.
Yeah.
It's venturing off into Phil solo territory.
Yeah.
The lines start to blur with songs like this. And I don't dislike it, but I mean, Big Time is Big Time. I mean, it's one of those
well
songs
said.
I love to... It's a solid song.
I was going to say, who gets the worst comment?
It is.
You or me.
It is a crank it up in the car type song. I have a question for you. My vote is for Peter Gabriel.
Okay.
But my question for you is, what does he say in the very beginning of that song?
Hi there.
Hi there. See, I believe
I
it's hi there.
I hear that.
Really?
I hear higher.
Higher?
And he says, doesn't he say higher in the, he says it in the song.
Maybe that's what, hold on.
You probably are right.
Oh, I don't know if I am, but I am, but I think this is a.
Hi there.
Is it?
Yes.
Damn it. Sounds like higher.
I'm sorry. I could see why you'd say that.
Higher.
Because higher, like turn it up higher, or.
Okay.
And then I like when he says big time. That's my favorite part.
And the bulge in my big, big,
all right.
Big, big,
you
big,
know,
big.
All right. We got two for Peter Gabriel.
We do.
Oh. And?
And I love Taking It All Too Hard.
Wow.
This
so
is
much.
Not going the way I saw it.
So
this at
much.
All.
But.
Oh.
Fucking Big Time.
Yeah.
Big Time is Big Time.
Yeah, when that is your. Yeah, he's right. He's right. Big Time is Big Time. Yeah, when it started to play, I was like,
right.
Oh, yeah, I got to go with Big Time. I mean, it went to number 8. There's a reason.
Who produced Gabriel's album?
Me.
Is it Daniel Lanois?
I think so. Wow. I love when you say Lanois. You're
pulling that out of your ass.
No, he's got it.
What else did he produce?
A bunch of U2 stuff.
He produced a bunch of U2 stuff. Yeah, he produced Joshua Tree.
Maybe I just didn't know how it was pronounced.
Unforgettable Fire. He produced Robbie Robertson's debut solo album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Upadjim was behind the the Genesis album.
Okay.
All right, so that's a knockout round. Our first one.
Hey!
Took us six rounds to get there. It's a big time.
Big time knockout.
Okay. So let me give Gabriel his points. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, boy.
Gabriel, 11. Genesis, 7. Mm. 3 rounds left.
This is not over.
No.
Yeah. It's going to get...
tight.
I don't know if that's the word.
Tight.
All right. I'm afraid that this bell is going to ding too loud.
Just take my headphones off for this minute.
I have the board right. Turned down a little bit. Then I'll turn it up for the song. I was hoping to avoid that, but what the fuck. All right. This song is called Just a Job to Do. Still loud.
Still
all right.
Not as bad. I have some trivia about this song as well.
I can't wait.
Fantastic.
That's just a job you do.
Just a job to do. Wow.
Is that about a hitman?
I think so. It might be.
Maybe.
Maybe he's a dishwasher. That's his job.
I have a lyric question. I'll ask it after the next song.
Okay.
Yeah. Could you not disrupt the flow, please? Right.
That's what I do.
So Peter Gabriel is coming into the ring with We Do What We're Told, parentheses, Milgrams 37.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
So,
so can I just give you my vote now?
Yeah.
wait a second. You might have forgot. You might go, oh, I forgot about this. No. This is one of my favorites. Mm. Here we go. Say we do what we're told, Milgrams 37.
He may say we do what we're told, but I don't think he says the parentheses at all.
Right.
But it may take a while to get there.
Oh, I'm all in for it.
How long is this song?
Surprisingly, 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Like, you would think this was going to be like 8 minutes. Oh.
I feel like he should have started singing by now if it's only a 3 minute song.
I think so. We're a minute in. Milgrams 37.
I think that's it.
Is he a ghost?
We do what we're told at Milgrams 37. Like, I don't even want to know what this song's about.
Do you want to fast forward it a little bit to hear the lyrics, or?
Do you want me to?
You don't have to.
All right.
It's your show.
It's our show. Hmm. Wow.
Maybe it's an instrument. Okay.
All right. It's going to be tight. This one's going to be close. Dave Festini, is it going to be just a job to do, or we do what we're told, Milgrams 37?
Listen, I'm not that we do what we're told is not going to the top of any playlists for me. But in the realm of experimental Pink Floydish type of I can appreciate a song like that where you kind of just put on the headphones, relax, and enjoy it sonically. But if you're putting it up against a song like Just a Job to Do, it's not a fair fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Just a Job to Do is one of my favorite songs on this album. So anything that came up against it had trouble. And this one doesn't stand a chance. Yeah. So it's Genesis for me.
Do you want to tell us your...
Yeah, this was the theme song to an 80s... 80s? 80s.
Probably,
it was the theme song to an 80s TV show.
Was
ABC.
Just a Job to Do was?
That was a direct ripoff of Miami Vice. It was ABC's direct ripoff of Miami Vice, and Just a Job to Do was the theme song.
Really?
And I can tell from your quizzical stares that neither one of you knows the answer.
But I can see the guys that are in it.
One of the guy...
Do you know the name of the show?
I don't even remember who was Crockett and who was Tubbs. Who was Don Johnson?
Crockett.
Okay, so Tubbs was Philip...
Philip Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
So...
I was going to say Philip Baker Hall. But
Stoney Jackson, I think, was the Philip Michael Thomas ripoff character.
And who was the...
You're right.
I don't remember the name of the guy.
I have it. Nicholas Campbell.
There you go. And it was the Insiders.
The Insiders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Nicholas Campbell as an undercover reporter named Nick Fox. Stoney Jackson as his ex-con street contact.
There you go.
That's not on the nose.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Jesus.
I wonder how long that...
I think it was just one season.
It had to have been one season.
The show was quickly canned by ABC, airing only 14 episodes.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Cool bit of trivia.
All the money was for the theme song. All right. We got one. We got one for Genesis.
You're going to have two now.
Really? Shocked.
Dave brings up a really good point about the Gabriel song. Again, it's Gabriel being Gabriel, and it is put some nice headphones on, chill out, relax. I feel like, and we can look it up later if we feel like it, it sounds like with the chanting of "we do what we're told," feels like where they are workers, because he's saying a lot about, you know, issue-oriented songs and Dick apparently as well. But I feel like it's, are they workers who were doing what we're told, right? And is the mill whatever?
I'm going to tell you. I'm looking it up.
Okay.
We do what we're told means, hey, take my sledgehammer.
No. Oh, okay.
It's a song written and recorded by Peter. Okay. Song was inspired by Milgram experiments, which were conducted by Yale University psychologist Stanley Milgram in 1961. Milgram sought to measure obedience and conformity by determining if a participant would demonstrate a willingness to deliver lethal shocks to an individual at the request of an authority figure.
Yeah.
We should do that here at this table. Everyone put a shock collar on.
Is this a continuation of Shock the Monkey?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
Look at that.
Gabriel, when he would play this in concert, play it in concert?
Oof.
Bathroom break.
Wow.
He would dedicate it to those who refuse to obey the authority figure's instructions.
Well, okay.
All right.
There you go. My vote's still for Genesis.
Even after all that,
doing what you're told.
No, I mean that Genesis song may be one of my favorite Genesis songs of all time. It's really good. So, the harder they come, the harder they fall. What does he then say? I'm coming to hard on you.
Yes, I think that is.
No, but I'm serious. What does he say?
I'm coming down hard on you.
Oh, that makes more sense than coming hard on you. I'm coming to hard on you.
That's a different song.
So, that's sledgehammer.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. So after a knockout round
by Peter Gabriel,
we get a knockout round by Genesis.
Boom.
And after seven rounds, it is Gabriel 11, Genesis 10.
Oh,
crap. Two more rounds to go. And a couple of titles here. I don't know. I don't think I know this title. All right. Here comes Genesis. And this is Silver Rainbow.
Time.
more Tony Banks.
Some prog rocky stuff there.
Yeah.
All right, Silver Rainbow. By the way, for people listening, because I don't want to get a bunch of emails, a bunch of letters. For Peter Gabriel So, we are listening to the CD track listing.
Okay.
Because the vinyl track listing is different.
Really?
There's even a song on the vinyl that's not on here, but they both have 9 tracks.
Okay.
So it's... Yeah, there's a song on the vinyl version called This Is the Picture, in parentheses, Excellent Birds.
Yeah, that's not on the CD?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Now, it might be on the CD.
There's an alternate song on the CD?
Yeah, what would be... I would have to go through and... But anyway, I just want to, you know...
I had no idea.
I pulled my CDs out. These are the CD track listings on both of these.
And this isn't a remaster situation. This was the original.
Oh, I'm wrong. This Is the Picture, Excellent Birds is actually our next song. So it is. Yes, oh it God. Is. Yes, right here it is. It's coming up.
Right there?
Yeah, here okay. we go. It is on here. But the track listing is different.
Okay.
The order. Because,
oh, okay.
On the CD, This Is the Picture, Excellent Birds is track 8, but on the vinyl, it's track 9.
Okay.
So it's different.
Okay.
I don't want letters.
Only if they're good.
All right. Guys, this is the picture.
Excellent birds.
Boy, this has a slow build. Here we go. It's about a 15-second build of this. Experimental. 3 million selling album. Oh, Schneier knows it.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Long words. She's very popular. Excellent
words. You knew who that was?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I believe that Dave Schneier would know who Laurie Anderson was.
Say Lonnie Anderson?
Laurie.
Be the second time today we talked about Lonnie Anderson.
Really?
Laurie Anderson.
Who the hell's Laurie Anderson?
She's an experimental musician, avant-garde from, I believe, New York. Was she dating or married to Lou Reed at some point? Yeah.
The one song I know from her is Language is a Virus.
Yeah.
And I love that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But that totally makes sense that she's on.
Totally makes sense, yeah. Because he wanted to throw the sledgehammer around in the studio a little bit.
Big time.
Yeah,
big time.
So bring in...
Lonnie Anderson.
And
Kate Bush.
Kate Bush. Her name's Bush. Okay. So, is it Silver Rainbow, Dave Schneier?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, this is the, I don't even know.
This is the picture.
Picture of Excellent Birds.
Excellent Birds. I think, my vote is for Genesis.
All right.
And I'll try not to ramble on too long about this.
Please.
I like Silver. The more I listened to it and the more it picked up as it went on, I really liked it. Because
Silver Rainbow.
Yeah, Silver Rainbow. It's very prog rock. But then you get bits and pieces of Genesis turning into a more pop kind of band, for lack of a better term.
Okay.
It drags a little bit, but it's still... It's catchy enough, and it's one that I could sit here with headphones on and listen to and pick up little bits and pieces of new stuff each time. And I like that about a song.
Okay.
The Gabriel one, it's just experimental, and it's out there, and it's what he is sort of known. I think he's known for being experimental and a little kooky and a little different and everything, and the amount of drugs or whatever he took. And
yet this is his most accessible album.
Well, but is it? So this is why I say, is it? Because if you didn't really know old Peter Gabriel and you heard Sledgehammer and you heard Big Time and Gabriel was coming to an arena near you and you went to see him in hopes that, like, oh man, I can't wait. And then he starts playing this and Mercy Street and others.
I was always open to hear Milburn's 67.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are you sort of thrown off and you're like, oh my God, why is he not playing? Where's Sledger? Where's the other up-tempo-y stuff? And so I think Sledgehammer and Big Time are sort of the outliers of all the Gabriel stuff.
Oh, and by the way, So did not sell 3 million. It sold 5 million.
Okay. That makes a little more sense. Anyway, my vote's for Genesis.
All right. One for Genesis. And I'm just looking to see if So is his biggest selling album. And it is.
It has to be.
Well, but Us sold...
Us says it's decent. Just it's just platinum, according to...
Really?
Yeah, but I agree with you. It said in the U.S. Us sold 1,600,000.
What did Us have on it? I'm not to belabor...
No, it's fine.
...the Gabriel stuff. What was the big hit off of that one?
Steam, Digging in the Dirt.
Digging in the Dirt.
Kiss That Frog.
Yeah.
Which is about kissing his penis. Right? It's got to be, right?
Digging in the Dirt.
Digging in the Dirt.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know, Colonel Lingus. All right. Sorry.
Letting off a little steam.
Sorry, seven female listeners.
Wait.
All right.
Yeah, now it's six. We've lost one.
Dave Fastini, we got one for Genesis, Silver Rainbow. Are you going Silver Rainbow, or are you going with This Is the Picture, Excellent Birds?
I just like the fact that both of the acts were able to do their popular thing and then still do their experimental thing.
Prog rocky, whatever bullshit you want to call it.
I think, you know, Peter Gabriel's a little more experimental.
Yep.
But again, like, I can get into, I like stuff like this. Because it's fun to listen to from a sonic, I've used the word sonic so many times in this episode.
That's okay.
But if I'm picking one on a desert island, I think the Genesis one is more accessible. So I'm going Genesis.
1,000% it's more accessible. I agree with you.
And I don't know who the hell Laurie Anderson is.
That's
so
okay.
Now I've learned something.
Lou Reed's widow.
Oh, she's passed?
No.
Lou Reed
has passed. Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
He's been passed for a little while.
He's been passed. So. All right. Oh. It's two knockout rounds in the row for Genesis.
Nice.
Because I cannot go with this Excellent Birds.
Okay.
Crap.
Crap.
Wow.
Excellent Bird shit. Crap. Is what it is. Yeah, okay. I can't abide by it.
Okay.
Can't do it.
That's fair.
So Genesis pulls away right now.
Oh my
13
God.
To 11.
Okay, but it could still change.
It could change for sure.
This
wow, we're going to the last round.
Love it.
Yes, and going to the last round.
Everything's in play.
Everything's in play.
My God,
I know. Now hold on. I want to look up something.
Okay.
Real quick, and then we'll get into the last round. It's exciting, right?
It is.
That's an interesting thing that you brought up with the concert thing because. Like Sledgehammer was a top 40, you know, that was a big hit on top 40 radio.
And MTV, and, because you know, of the video on
be
MTV
like,
too.
I gotta go see Peter Gabriel. Right. And you get there and he's up there, you know, playing the flute and, you know, with his feet.
And, know. and so, real quick, the quick side note. Where I got into Peter Gabriel before the So album came out was they did the Amnesty International did a tour. Where it was Gabriel, it was U2, it was The Police, a couple other acts. And I remember seeing, I don't know if it was on MTV or wherever it was, seeing him perform at Giant Stadium. And it was not popular hits and stuff. And the band was fantastic. And as kooky as he may have been on stage, he sounded good and he just, like, really, really good. But then playing, like, songs like that might not be as...
Yeah. Tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. All right. Genesis... They're out in front, 13 to 11. They're coming into the final round with track 9, round 9. It's going to get better. Tony Banks holding down that one synthesizer button.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. Who played bass for Genesis?
Mike Rutherford.
He played guitar albums, and yeah, I think guitar so. And
okay.
bass.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony, this is Tony's swan song, man.
Wave him like you just don't care.
Yes, for this album, it is just the three guys.
Wow.
It's no other okay. personnel on this album. Huh. It's literally a power trio, and that song is It's Gonna Get Better. All right. Now, Gabriel is entering the ring strong, and I've added a little fun thing at the top of this song just for fun. Like, I don't even know if I should have told you about it, but I'm just gonna... And here we go.
Hi there.
Sounds like Higher to me. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, good God. I forgot this song was on this album.
I did,
oh,
too.
No.
I did, too.
And on the vinyl, it starts off side two, and on the CD, it ends the CD.
Wow.
Right, Dave Festini, close out round nine for
wow.
us. Is it gonna
oh,
be?
No.
Is it gonna be? It's gonna get better from Genesis, or In Your Eyes from Peter Gabriel.
The Genesis song starts, and I'm like, Phil's back behind the kit again.
Mm-hmm.
We got a nice groove going. This is a great song to end the album. Then I forgot that In Your Eyes was on this Peter Gabriel album, which is great. An iconic song, right? It,
yep.
All of us 80s kids.
Say Anything from the movie.
Say Anything with the boombox over his head. By the way, did you call it a boombox? There was boombox. There was tape deck.
I think boombox.
Not a fucking asshole. I said boombox. Tape deck.
What fucking jerk said tape deck?
Fuck off.
You know what I'm saying? He was holding up a component from his stereo system.
There was another term for it, too.
Radio?
No.
It was LL Cool J's.
Yeah.
You guys are dicks.
Okay, nice.
I'll remember it.
Your new nickname is Tape Deck. What's up, Tape Deck?
Oh, it's better than some of the other ones I've had. There's also I don't know if you remember they put a video out for In Your Eyes, which was live.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was at some sort of event. There's an incredible live version of this song out there too. Not that that's the one that we listened to, and I shouldn't be judging on it. I gotta go with In Your Eyes here. Much as I like that Genesis song, it's so close, but I gotta go In Your Eyes.
All right. Dave Schneier.
I think the live version you're thinking of is not the one that I think he's Senegalese. Yassou Nador is who sings on this album, I think. Performs live with him, and
are
it's
you having
really
a stroke?
Great.
What did you say? You Senegalese in
a Senegalese singer named Yassou Nador.
Okay.
N-D-
wow.
Right. Anyway,
fucking guy has a blog. You can argue with him. Guy knows what he's talking about.
Anyway,
he knew Lonnie Anderson.
And here's another trivia about it. When John Cusack holds the boombox up. This song is not actually playing in the movie.
Oh, really? What was
it? It was originally a Fishbone song.
Okay.
That
wouldn't have worked.
No. Because Cusack is a huge Fishbone fan and actually played that song, even though it's on the soundtrack to Say Anything as well. There's a Fishbone song on there.
Is it a ballad?
No, it's not. But Cameron, I think just they dubbed
Is it
Boning
in the Boneyard?
No. I think it's Skankin' to the Beat, actually.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that gets a girl.
Anyway.
Skanking to the beat.
The good listeners can look that one up later and figure it out. I like the Genesis song, and when it started playing, when the lyrics started coming in, I actually started singing along because I remembered it.
Yeah, I saw that.
What I think about that Genesis song, though, is I'd love to hear Peter Gabriel singing on that album. I don't like Colin's voice on that one as much. I think he sounds a little weak, but if you put that band and you brought Gabriel back in to sing on that, I think it'd be outstanding. That being said... My vote is for In Your Eyes is so iconic. It's so good. It's In Your Eyes.
All right.
Uh-oh.
No. It's In Your Eyes. But I was just going to say, arguably the best song on the album. For me, it is.
Yeah.
For me, that's my favorite song on the album.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
I mean, it's sonically great. It rocks at times. It gets to the soul. It's a love song.
Yeah.
It's great.
And to have that, now you said it led off the second side on the album.
Yeah, on the album it's.
But can you like?
And that would have
put it on the CD to close the whole thing is really cool. Actually, I think.
And let me see. And yeah, so it was. I just want to see what it would have gone up against if we would have done the vinyl track listing.
Illegal Alien.
Yes, it would have gone up against. It would have trounced Illegal Alien.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, maybe not. Festini really likes Illegal Alien.
See.
All right. So today we didn't have any knockout rounds. And then the last four were knockout rounds. It went Gabriel, Genesis, and Gabriel, which brings our final tally to Peter Gabriel, 14.
Wow.
Genesis, 13.
My God.
Wow.
That's a hell of a matchup.
Like, how did the votes break down? Because I love this Genesis album, and I'm curious how many times I voted for Genesis versus Gabriel.
Had my color coding been correct, I could probably have told you that. Okay, let me see how many times Festine, you voted for Mama.
Right.
Right? And you voted for... Sledgehammer. No. I can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. It's not that important.
We'll figure it out later.
Will we?
Sure.
People who are listening can figure it out and let us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody.
Michael Bagford will.
Yeah, Bags, always, please go ahead.
Yes, please.
Scoble might tell us too.
Scooby-Doo might tell us. But so that's it. I don't know what the playout song. Well, you know what? Who won? Gabriel? Playout song will be a live version of Biko because that's fun.
There you go.
I like that. But wow, that's a close one.
That's
one of the closest ones we've ever had.
Yeah. I mean,
to finish it and close in that it got determined in the final round, which doesn't always happen. Sometimes they get close because the last couple rounds, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like to change the finality of it because of the last round.
With a knockout.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A knockout and a knockout and a knockout. It's crazy.
That's nuts.
So with that, let's do some wrapping up and some promoting. Where can we find the blog from Mr. Dave Schneider?
I'll be writing about Laurie Anderson and Lonnie Anderson and Yassou Nador. And it's Dave's Music Journal. I have one written that I actually have my daughter's going to do a little proofreading on it because it's a band that she loves as well. There's an album that I've been inspired by that I'm going to post probably this week at some point.
You don't want to tell us anything about it?
So I'm starting a whole thing around, not starting a whole thing, but I've been writing about 10 albums that mean the most to me.
Okay.
Right? And so this one is a band called Carbon Leaf. They're a band out of Richmond, Virginia that my daughter and I have seen probably 10 to 12 times.
Wow, that's amazing.
I started taking her when she was like 8 years old.
Against her will, and then she eventually...
No, you know what? She loved them back then, and so we make it a yearly thing. They come around the D.C. area around Christmas time, and we go every year.
And they always come at Christmas time?
They always come around Christmas time.
Are they based out of D.C.?
They're based out of... They're Richmond, Virginia. Oh, so they're... And so they're not that far.
Okay.
Anyway, so that'll be one of the albums that I feature, and so I wanted her to take a look at it. Anyway, it's Dave Music Journal. You can find me all over social media at Dave Schneier.
Okay.
So, thank you, Ben.
Terrific. What album means the most to you out of these 10? Can you tell us? You don't want to tip it off. Is it a countdown?
It's probably REM's Life's Rich Pageant.
All right. And what is that coaster?
Is that this one?
That is Life's Rich Pageant right there.
Wow, my God. That's what your coaster... That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
All right.
And this is probably my favorite Billy Joel album.
That is my favorite Billy Joel album.
Yeah.
So Glass Houses is your coaster. And I just have a Cheap Trick in color because it's Cheap Trick. Okay. Where can we find you?
I feel so inadequate after Dave because he does things. He has ambition.
You're in a band.
Yeah, you
That's
are in
true.
A band.
That's true.
You're in a band.
I'll plug the band.
You play live. You gig out and get paid to sing.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point. The band is Mother Cover.
Yeah, they are.
MOTHERCOVR.
A mistake.
Well, it's not a mistake. It's like a thing. It's
difficult.
It makes it different. Makes it
they
look
left
different.
Off the other E for...
We play. We played around with an umlaut.
Coverer.
Oh,
it's Mother Coverer.
I guess. I may have also been Covera. That there was another band.
Oh, okay.
So we took the other E out. But you didn't hear me say that.
So it would be like with the Police, and then but you'd just take the E off and be the Pollock. We're the Pollock.
The Poise. We're
the Ramon. The Ramons.
When are you playing next?
Yeah, when are you playing next?
We're playing a party, and then we're playing...
Oh, private. Is this like a house party?
It's someone that we work with. We're doing their party. Right. And then we play at the Dog House in the township of Washington sometime in September, I believe. But I don't know what the actual date is. But you can check us out.
Is it the 23rd day of September?
Why? I don't get it.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
23rd day of September.
Blog.
Okay. Blog. Its name is the famous That's Blog.
Blog and Tape Deck coming
tape
out
deck
here.
Blog.
But we're on Instagram, Facebook, at Mother Cover.
It's a good band if you're in the New Jersey area. Seen them twice.
It's fun.
Everyone listening right now, I'm telling you, this is episode 900.
Nice.
What?
Crazy. So, and it'll drop August 13th, but you know that because you're listening to it right now. But the Patreon people will hear it early because they're Patreon people. So go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast if you want to hear episodes early and win prizes and be part of the episodes. Just go there, look at the tiers, figure it out, and let's do this, people.
Do it.
Also,
do it.
We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram and Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. And everyone, please enjoy. Well, first of all, thank you, Dave Schneier.
Thank you, Pat.
And thank you, Tape Deck. And everyone, please enjoy Biko. You feel good? You still feel cool?
Cool as a cucumber.
Right, good.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You're stupid.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid. I'm going to start over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nice job.
All right. We ready? Are you sure?